All right. Well, I'm a social worker, so I'm perfectly comfortable with us taking charge and just moving right along and introducing ourselves. My name's Kate Stapleton. I'm a doctoral candidate at Rutgers University School of Social Work, and I was I served as a project coordinator for a campus climate assessment that we recently conducted. So I'll be sort of describing at a 30,000 foot level what campus climate assessment sort of is and a framework for approaching it. And then my colleagues up here on the panel, I think, are going to do talk a little bit more in detail about information that comes from data collection and survey studies with college students, college and university students. So no disclosures, and we'll just get started. And I should take off my watch since I'm going to keep a close eye on the time. So I don't want to spend too much time on broad background because I'm guessing that you've heard a lot of the statistics that are out there and have if you're in this session, you probably are aware of the fact that sexual violence on university and college campuses is quite common. The most commonly cited statistic is that 1 in 5 undergraduate women will be a victim of sexual assault, and I'll use the term victim and survivor interchangeably here. 1 in 5 women is the victim of a sexual assault while in college, and that comes from one of the more well-known studies. The Association of American Universities recently put out the results of their survey of 27 institutions of higher education and essentially confirmed this statistic. They found it was 23% of undergraduate women experienced sexual victimization. So another piece of context is that there is federal legislation that has been proposed that would require campus climate surveys at higher education institutions, and currently the bill in committee is proposing the Department of Education conduct a uniform survey, but this could very easily change as the bill is considered. A little more specific background about the context at Rutgers. In early 2014, the White House Task Force to Protect Students Against Sexual Assault and the Department of Justice's Office on Violence Against Women asked the Center on Violence Against Women and Children within the School of Social Work at Rutgers to pilot a campus climate survey. And for those of you who are familiar with the work of the task force, they put a survey instrument out with their first official report, which was the Not Alone report. If you were to Google Not Alone Task Force, you'd find that. And you'd find the instrument that they asked us to pilot. At Rutgers, we were already planning, in the early planning stages, of doing a campus climate assessment that was much broader than simply doing a survey. So we decided to take that request from the White House and put the pilot survey in our more comprehensive approach. So we designed a conceptual framework to drive the project, and we built this framework around principles of CQI, or continuous quality improvement. So some of the hallmarks of CQI include a team approach, having clearly defined goals, collecting data, using data to inform action planning, and then consistently reevaluating what's going on to see how change strategies are working. So I apologize that this is so small. I hope you guys can see it. This is the framework that we developed, and I'll walk through it a little bit here. And I'm sorry, I didn't realize the mouse was just hovering there. And I didn't want to inundate people with handouts or anything, so I will just say this is available on Rutgers' website. It's you can get to it by about 12 different avenues, but if you, I have the URL a little bit later in the presentation. So to start with, the first step that is crucial is really laying a lot of groundwork and doing a lot of preparation before embarking on a comprehensive campus climate assessment. This involves building research capacity, engaging stakeholders, and determining methodology strategies. In each one of these boxes, these sort of each represent a step of the assessment process. There are key decisions to be made about how, when, where data collection is going to happen, information is going to be used, who's going to be a part of action planning, and so forth. And when we were putting this framework together, we were very clear that we weren't interested in we didn't have a one best way to conduct a climate assessment or a student survey. We wanted to create a framework that was flexible enough that it could really be adapted and used in different settings. So the idea behind this would be for the context and the needs of the college or university to drive the assessment process through this these steps. So developing methodology flows into conducting a resource audit. A resource audit is a process that we went through to identify programs, policies, and resources on campus for students who, a narrow definition would be for students who have experienced sexual assault or sexual violence. These are your more response services. A more broader approach could include preventive services, public awareness campaigns, sort of could run the gamut. But it's important to have a rigorous set of criteria in mind when you're conducting the resource audit. And at Rutgers, we developed a matrix of programs, policies, and resources. And this was both something that carried through the process to inform our development of the survey and the analysis, as well as a standalone product. Because Rutgers, for those of you who are not familiar, is a sprawling, massive institution, multiple campuses, multiple schools, and as surprising as it is, maybe it's not surprising, no one person held all of that knowledge about what was available to students. So that became a product that that was then disseminated. Preparing assessment measures involves adapting or drafting instruments for data collection. Hallmark of this framework as well is the collection of qualitative and quantitative information, because the concept of campus climate as a construct, it's multifaceted. It's, we were of the belief that it extends well beyond what can be captured just in a survey, and that the depth and breadth behind those numbers would really be fleshed out by focus groups. So we held focus groups with students across campus. And that took place during the implement measures step of this framework. One thing that is just important to point out is the qualitative data collection, if you're conducting a survey, also allows you to sample groups that might be systematically underrepresented, LGBT students, students of color. We wanted to make sure that we were getting information from our Greek system, so we were able to sample more purposively in that area. Analyzing what's happening on campus is fairly straightforward. You're using all of the information that you've collected at that point and drawing on some of the decisions you've made about the goals, the direction that you'd like the analysis and the action planning to be driving towards. You're using that in the analysis phase. Certainly comparing what you find with mandated and recommended actions, and then determining gaps and developing an action plan. And I'll show you a little bit about what came out of this at Rutgers. But ongoing dissemination, we've had a lot of conversations about where the dissemination happens in this process, and ultimately decided that for us, and we think for most universities, this will be something that is an ongoing process. So it's part of the buy-in of engaging stakeholders, and it's also part of sharing what you're finding with the university community. So just a couple of features of this framework to highlight. Uses multiple methods of data collection, so that allows for triangulation in your findings. Gathers quantitative and qualitative data, which is appropriate to the analysis of a multifaceted construct like campus climate. Contains iterative steps and a feedback loop for ongoing assessment, and that's really where the CQI process comes in. It produces findings that can be disseminated and used throughout the process, as opposed to just at the end. We wanted to make sure that if we were finding information that needed to be acted on, that we were nimble enough to act on it during the analysis phase before we produced our report. And certainly this is flexible enough to be modified and used in different settings. So at Rutgers, like I said, there were lots of decisions we made that wouldn't necessarily be the decisions that would be appropriate in all settings. Certainly a community college would have different needs, context, resources, as compared to a four-year college or a university. So the way we did it, we conducted a survey using a census sampling strategy because we wanted to be as inclusive as possible, and this was also just the simplest to implement. You'll see we achieved a 30% response rate, which was over 12,000 students at Rutgers because Rutgers is huge. The survey was in field for 2.5 weeks, and in order to get that response rate, we conducted a massive outreach campaign. And when I say we conducted, what I actually mean is the students conducted, because we I like to say we seeded a social media and outreach campaign. And so I included an example here. We actually sort of cribbed this I speak because message from a colleague in New Orleans. But what this did was it allowed us to open up the campaign to all the students to say sort of why they are participating in the survey and to share it with their friends. And it worked. We had a long list of partners because this was really quite a massive undertaking. And you'll see some of these are more on the research side, like our institutional research office and our IRB. Others were much more on the implementation side. So we even had dining services involved. We had the libraries involved. This really was a campus-wide effort. We produced several documents for dissemination, both internally and externally. As we were engaging in this process, we knew that lots of other colleges and universities were looking to conduct their own assessments, were either in process or were planning. So we wanted to make sure that we were sharing our lessons learned, and the italicized title there, Understanding and Responding to Campus Sexual Violence. That's a guide that we've created for colleges and universities that we've been releasing serially. So for each one of those steps in our assessment process, whenever we complete one, we write it up and we put it online. And when I say we write it up, what we write up there are the key questions and considerations that are really central to the process. We also, for those of you who are really interested in the results, we produced a giant report with all of our results. Currently, it's predominantly survey results because the analysis of focus groups, qualitative data analysis, takes a little longer. And we made recommendations back to the White House. So all of that's available at this website, VosseyRutgers.edu. The assessment has and continues to inform a very broad response at Rutgers. So this campaign was launched at the beginning of the school year, and really this is the public-facing website of the campaign, but behind it is a plan that was developed by a large group of stakeholders and administrators that responded point by point to what we found in the campus climate assessment. So, for example, we did find that, as on many other campuses, our LGBT students were reporting higher rates of victimization while they were on campus. So several policy changes have, well, I shouldn't, the policies are the same, but program changes have been implemented to make services more responsible to these populations. They're now drop-in office hours every week with our Office of Violence Prevention and Victim Assistance and another one of our, I think it's our Center for Social Justice. It has a very long name and I can't remember what it is. But the point is, the assessment really directly has informed the action planning that is happening and the strategies that are being implemented. And when we go to conduct an assessment again, probably in 2 to 3 years, we'll be seeing what the effect of those changes have been. So the framework can be used to customize a campus climate assessment, and I listed a few ways here. They're all pretty inherent in the framework that I shared with you. So each step involves making decisions that inform subsequent aspects of the process, and certainly the type of institution, the context, the resources, as I said, will play a large part in the decisions that are made. Certainly, early and frequent involvement of stakeholders increases the likelihood that findings are both useful and usable. The results of the resource audit can be used to tailor the instrument, the survey instrument and focus group questions. We certainly did that at Rutgers. We created a resource awareness scale that we're doing some analysis with right now, but that was directly based on our resource audit. Tailoring the action plan and then conducting subsequent assessments also will result in a more tailored, finely tuned assessment. So I just have to put up names of our helpers, research team. We had some great administrative support, which I think is what has really allowed us to gain a lot of traction with this work. It's really quite exciting. So I think I kept it to 15, maybe like 16. Thank you.